Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of August 2018. Supreme Court has expressed anguish over an emerging trend of targeting judges, while indicating that it may impose an exemplary cost of 25 lakh rupees on an organization for raking up the issue of conflict of interest against Chief Justice of India. Supreme Court has held that an insolvency process cannot be put into operation when there is a pending proceeding challenging the arbitral award. Supreme Court has held that an application for setting aside an arbitral award will not ordinarily require anything beyond the record that was before the arbitrator. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a PIL seeking its direction to center in states to make sports compulsory in educational curriculum from elementary to higher education and to declare right to sports as a part of fundamental rights online, of right to education. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, to justify not providing free drinking water to commuters. Delhi High Court has refused to hear a plea challenging a provision in law setting the minimum age of marriage for women and men at 18 and 21 years, respectively. Delhi High Court has allowed AAPMLS to move the Election Commission of India, ECI, to summon witnesses in connection with the Office of Profit case. Bombay High Court has asked BMC to take steps so that rules regarding goat slaughter are followed. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, has issued guidelines for speedy settlement of insurance claims of victims of recent floods in Kerala. Kerala High Court has put forth certain suggestions to the state government for consideration while carrying out relief and rehabilitation operations in the flood-affected regions. Madras High Court has issued notice to the Union Government on a petition from a farmer challenging the latest food safety rules which makes certification mandatory to sell organic produce. Madras High Court has ordered the Central Board of Secondary Education to publicize in media that stringent action would be taken against institutes not following the board's no homework rule for Class 1 and 2 students. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has granted interim stay on the liquidation order against Jyoti Structures Limited.